From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a Senate vote on a deadline for the war, a vote which interrupted the story we're leading with today.
Which is the testimony by the former chief of staff to embattled Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, Kyle Sampson, before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. Sampson left his post in the Justice Department earlier this month after questions about the firing of 8 federal prosecutors last year. Here is some of the statement Kyle Sampson read today.
The distinction between political and performance-related reasons for removing a U.S. attorney is, in my view, largely artificial. A U.S. attorney who is unsuccessful from a political perspective, either because he or she has alienated the leadership of the department in Washington or cannot work constructively with law enforcement or other governmental constituencies in the district, is unsuccessful.
Joining us now is legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. She's with the online magazine Slate and also a frequent contributor to Day to Day. And Dahlia, there were expectations before Kyle Sampson began his testimony that he would, you know, stay on script and say what has been said already by the White House and the Justice Department. Has that been the case today?
Well, I think it's certainly fair to say he's not helping his former boss, the Attorney General. He's in a very tough position, Madeline. He's trying to simultaneously be loyal to Gonzalez and say Gonzalez did nothing wrong. But, you know, he doesn't want to be holding the bag. And it's certainly he's not helped by the fact that Gonzalez said mid-March that, you know, he was not involved at all. Quote, there were no memos, there were no discussions. Quote, I knew my chief of staff was doing this. So, you know, Gonzalez pointed his finger squarely at Kyle Sampson, and Kyle Sampson today had to push back a little. This morning he said, I don't think the Attorney General's statement that he was not involved in any discussions were accurate. And then just before the break, here's him answering Senator Sheldon Whitehouse from Rhode Island.
The decision makers in this case were the Attorney General and the Counsel to the President. I and others made staff recommendations, but they were approved and signed off on by the principals.
And Dahlia, what was the response to that? Because, again, that does contradict what Gonzalez has previously said.
Well, I mean, I think that in that sense, the Democrats on the committee are getting what they wanted, which is, you know, effectively impeaching Gonzalez's claim that he had nothing to do with it. In the same back and forth, he also said the decision makers in this case were the Attorney General and counsel to the President. You know, he's unequivocal. I may have made some recommendations. They made the decision, and that's squarely in opposition to what Gonzalez has said.
Well, also, what has been the response by the Democrats today to what Kyle Sampson said earlier? And that is basically saying, well, you know, so what? There is no difference really between the political and the performance.
Well, they're just coming after him with his emails, Madeline. What they're doing is saying, said Senator Arlen Specter from Pennsylvania, was it just a coincidence that, you know, David Iglesias from New Mexico was added to the list the day of the November election after he refused to go after, indictments for Democrats? Was it just a coincidence that Carol Lamb from the Southern District in California was added to the list when she was involved in prosecution of Republicans? So, you know, the timing just looks terrible for him, and certainly that's what, I should add, Specter is not a Democrat by any means. But I think that what they're going after him is the timing of this just looks terrible for him to claim that these folks were just fired randomly. And in fact, Sampson's response to that is, oh, whoops, yeah, it sure does look bad in hindsight.
Well, Dahlia, how crucial is Sampson's testimony today to Alberto Gonzalez's future and his ability to hold on to his job?
As I said at the beginning, Madeline, this just isn't helping. For those who think that Gonzalez is kind of hanging on by a thread, he's been abandoned by key GOP supporters, it just doesn't help that he's being made to look like he was a liar.
All right. Thank you very much, Dahlia. That's Slate's legal analyst, Dahlia Lithwick.